One rule for the Springboks, another rule for the rest of them. That's how it works at World Rugby, apparently. And in this episode, you are going to get a front row seat as I detail how the Wallabies are getting away with murder, while Dr. Russie Rasmus was slapped with a one-year ban. So how did it come to this? Well, we need to go back to the second British and Irish Lions test against Australia in Melbourne. If you've seen it, you'll know the Lions scored a late try to win the match. There was controversy over whether or not Lions flank Jack Morgan wrapped or didn't wrap when competing at a ruck. The Lions won the ball from that breakdown and subsequently scored what would prove to be the winning try. The British and Irish believe Morgan did nothing wrong. The Australians believe they should have had a penalty. This episode is not about that right or wrong, but rather what came next. Wallabies coach Joe Schmidt was fuming. Here's what he said. I think it was described as arriving at the same time, and we can all see that's not the case. We can all see clear contact with the back of the neck, which might be a different decision on another day and another time. Players make errors, match officials make errors. Our perspective is that we felt it was a decision that doesn't really live up to the big player safety push that they are talking about. You cannot hit someone above the levels of the shoulders, and there's no bind with the left arm. His hand is on the ground. That's what we have seen. We have watched a number of replays from different angles, so it is what it is. We just have to accept it. Well, as it turns out, it's not okay to criticize referees in public. World Rugby does make an avenue available for that to be done privately. This is very clearly a public critique. So there should be a sanction of sorts, right? Well, no, not really. World Rugby CEO Alan Gilpin said, I think it is disappointing when the reaction is one of, this means player welfare isn't taken seriously, because we have worked really hard on that narrative. You'll all recall, 3 years ago, in the last Lions series in South Africa, when the match official in the first test was very heavily criticised, the mental health challenges. Wayne Barnes has talked about it. We've got match officials who, when they're criticised publicly, having their families targeted outside the school gates, that's not good, that's not fair, and that's not right. So, we've got to support these guys. We won't talk publicly about that decision. The decision has happened, the game's finished, we'll move on, we'll share, and we do share with Joe and the coaching team why the match officials made that decision. So let me get this straight. World Rugby CEO has described Schmidt's response as disappointing. He would not feel that way if Schmidt had not criticized the referee, right? Or indeed World Rugby as an organization. Gilpin goes on to talk about how criticism of referees leads to mental health challenges, on top of many others. Again, he wouldn't say that if he didn't feel referee Andrea Piardi was being criticised. The World Rugby boss then also references another incident where a referee was criticised and elaborates on that. No doubt in my mind here that Gilpin feels Schmidt has criticised a referee. So let's see what World Rugby's own code of conduct says, shall we? 1. All unions, associations, rugby bodies, clubs and persons, 1.5, shall not publish or cause to be published criticism of the manner in which a match official handled a match. Well, to my ears, Schmidt has criticised Piardi and Gilpin has confirmed it. Not me. The World Rugby CEO has confirmed it, guys. And World Rugby has guidelines for that kind of thing, as it turns out. 19.1. Breach of the bylaws or regulations. 19.1.1. A union or association shall be subject to sanction by a judicial officer or judicial committee if it is found to have breached the bylaws or regulations. And those sanctions are 19.4, sanctions, 19.4.1, Upon finding a breach of the bylaws and or regulations has been committed, judicial officers and judicial committees shall be entitled to impose such sanctions as they think fit. Such sanctions may include, but shall not be limited to, a caution, warning as to future conduct, reprimand, and or a fine. B, a suspension for a specified number of matches and or a specified period, a requirement that a match or matches be played with the exclusion of the public, the cancellation of a match result, and where appropriate, the replaying of a match, the forfeiture of a match, all matches and all ties, the deduction or cancellation of points, the immediate or future expulsion or suspension from a tournament or tournaments or competitions, or any such similar sanctions. C. Cancellation or refusal of the registration of any person registered in contravention of the regulations. D. A recommendation to the council that a union or association be expelled or suspended from membership of World Rugby, subject to the provisions of Bylaw 6F, only the council shall be competent to expel or suspend a union or association, and any such expulsion or suspension shall only have effect if approved by a two-thirds majority of the votes cast at a properly convened and quorate council meeting. E. An order that any union, association, rugby body, club or person pay compensation and or restitution. F. The withdrawal of other benefits of membership of World Rugby, including but not limited to the right to apply to host international tournaments, and G, any combination of the penalties set out in 19.4.18F above. Okay, I know that was a lot to take in. I tried to go through it slowly and meticulously, and now let's discuss what we've just looked at. Now listen, I'm not going to sit here and say that Rugby Australia should have its membership of World Rugby withdrawn or have the 2027 Rugby World Cup taken away from them. That's ridiculous. But given that Schmidt has clearly breached Regulation 1.5, publishing or causing to be published criticism of the manner in which a match official handled a match, then there has to be a sanction as per 19.1.1. A union or association shall be subject to sanction by a judicial officer or judicial committee if it is found to have breached the bylaws or regulations. Now, I know that it says union or association, but the coach would be an extension of that. So in this case, Rugby Australia's employee, i.e. head coach Joe Schmidt, would be sanctioned. And the punishment for that should be, at a bare minimum, 19.4.1a, a caution, warning as to future conduct, reprimand, and or a fine. Now, I'm not calling for Joe Schmidt to be banned for a year or fined $1 million Aussie dollars, but I am asking, why is there no caution, warning, or reprimand here? At the very least, some kind of slap on the wrist, right? Russie was in breach of those regulations and was handed a one-year ban, don't forget. Also, Doc was handed a further two-match suspension in 2022 for social media posts deemed critical of match officials after losses to Ireland and France. A World Rugby statement at the time read, "Match officials are the backbone of the sport, and without them there is no game. World Rugby condemns any public criticism of match official selection, performance or integrity which undermines their role, the trust-based coach match officials' feedback process and the values of integrity, respect, solidarity and discipline that are at the heart of the sport. The behavior of coaching staff and match officials are widely observed by fans, media and participants at every level, and such behaviors affect how the values are applied across the game." So World Rugby condemns any public criticism of match officials. I'm not saying it. They said it. So I'm sorry, but you know what this comes across as? You can say whatever you want about a referee as long as you don't make a video about it. Or if I may be even more cynical, You can say whatever you want about a referee as long as you're not a South African. Don't forget, the chairman of World Rugby is an Australian, Brett Robinson, and Australia are hosting the next Rugby World Cup. There's some serious butt-kissing going on right now. Let me finish with this very important point on referees. Because I do actually agree, totally actually, with World Rugby on them being protected publicly. They should be assessed and critiqued privately. The reason they need to be protected is because without them, as World Rugby correctly says, there isn't a game. You look at the kind of abuse they suffer, it's actually unacceptable. And I'm talking about schoolboy matches now. It's out of hand, some of the stuff that goes on. Many referees are former players who lacked the talent but still love the sport. And refereeing was one of the ways that they could remain involved in the game. And that's great. I fully support that. That doesn't make them above any accountability, of course. But actual abuse of referees is something I'll never agree with. Especially at the lowest levels, and even at the highest levels, because as Wayne Barnes has pointed out, yeah, sure, you can have a go at him, but you know what happens, guys? His kids at school now get abused by other kids because they've heard abuse of the referee from their parents. We don't want to see that. That doesn't even have to be rugby, whatever sport, that should never be taking place. We don't want to see that sort of thing. Having said that, World Rugby clearly has a policy in place for dealing with refereeing mistakes or underperformance. And they have sanctions in place for those who break the regulations designed to protect referees. Remember, they condemn any public criticism of referees for mental health reasons, among others. And yet those sanctions are heavily enforced when one coach violates the regulations, but then another coach from a different country does it, and basically they've just told the whole world that there's nothing to see here. So what do you think? Do you agree World Rugby is a hypocritical organization, and at the very least, Schmidt should have received a warning? Or do you think Schmidt chose his words wisely and danced around the matter cleverly enough to avoid any sanction? Let me know in the comment section down below. And just before I go, guys, I'd like to encourage you to head on over to my Patreon page and sign up as one of my patrons. There are great benefits, like, for example, you can get discounts at my soon-to-be-launched online store, you can win Springbok tickets to test matches, you can win Springbok merch and gear, you could get me to write an ebook for you on your favorite Springbok rugby player, and you can even stand a chance to win the brand new James Small biography that's coming out soon. In order to make that happen, I need you to head on over to my Patreon page, sign up as a patron. The link is in the description area below. It'll cost you as little as $5 per month. It goes all the way up to $100 per month, but it's entirely up to you. Any support will be greatly appreciated. I thank you in advance, and I look forward to your company next time.